Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Chris Foster, a forester with the North Louisiana Refuges Complex. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, Corey. How are you?
Thanks for being here. I hadn't seen you in about a year.
It's been about a year.
And it's good to have you back as we talk today about Invasive Species Week. Now, you had to get me hip again. Let's talk a little bit about this. This is a week where we highlight problems that start to take over. You know, the one I think about when you say invasive species, I remember those kudzu vines that
Absolutely. Like
took over the South, and you'd be driving down the interstate and they'd taken over all the signs and a whole hillside. I kind of think about that, but we have other problems here in Louisiana.
You can add it to the list.
Okay, kudzu. I'll add kudzu to the list.
Yeah, so this week is National Invasive Species Awareness Week. So our contribution here locally at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge, we're going to host a part of our walk and talk series. I'm going to visit a little bit and give some information, try to increase awareness about invasive species and some of the problems we're dealing with locally on our National Wildlife Refuges. And it's not just a problem on the refuges, though. It's everywhere here. So
let's start with the water part of it. What's a problem that's happening in our local lakes, in our rivers? What's going on? What's this giant salvinia?
Yeah, that's the nasty one. So that was it's been in the area for a few years. It showed up on our lake probably 4 or 5 years ago on Black Bayou Lake at the refuge. We thought we kind of had it under control. And then about 2 years ago when we had the last big flood event in 2016, I believe, it really took off on the lake, and we're having to put a lot of energy and effort into trying to just control it. We're not sure that we'll ever get rid of it. But, giant salvinia is a bad one. It's an aquatic fern. It floats. It's real, you know, looks nice. It's pretty. It's really aggressive. It can grow really fast. So,
is that the one that gets kind of caught up in your boat prop all the time when you try to drive?
Yeah, it can get in your boat prop, inside your boat, in between your boat and your trailer. The runners, it can survive for several weeks as long as it's got a little bit of moisture to stay alive. It can reproduce. All you got to do is put your boat back in the water somewhere where it can. Or anywhere you can get it in the water, it'll grow.
So I've seen the signs at the boat ramps that say, check your boat. You know, if you've got any of this stuff on your boat, get it off, leave it in the lake. Don't take it to another lake. What's the proper procedure? So if I get out of the lake and I've got some of this stuff stuck on my boat, what do I do?
Yeah, so if you can see it actually on our lake. We've got a couple of actually different ones. Water hyacinth is another bad one, but you can actually see in the parking lot when people pull their boats out, they'll get underneath their trailers and start removing some of that plant material. It's difficult. I mean, it's a hard thing to do to check, because especially with that salvinia, it's really small, and it can hide. It can survive a long time. So just people being diligent. You know, we have to do the same thing to prevent spread, because we transport boats from one refuge to the next. And so we try to do the same. So
what's it doing to the lake?
It is, it's an access issue. First and foremost, it can double its size in about 4 days. So each individual plant can grow and double its size in about 4 days. It impacts water quality. It impacts, native plants, fish. It can really just completely change the structure of a lake, so to speak.
Before we move off of this, I think about like a kid with a little goldfish, and you're like, I don't want this goldfish anymore. I'm just going to throw him in the bayou or the river. Bad idea, right?
That's where, so salvinia was introduced through the, it was an ornamental in the pet trade industry. It came from South America, so it's... Yeah, somebody just took a goldfish bowl or a bowl and just dumped it and walked away thinking they were doing the right thing or they were being okay. And it's that's part of what we're trying to do is just increase some awareness about that kind of stuff.
All right, so don't do that. That's a bad thing. All right, let's talk about the land. What are some of the problems that we're facing here in our area land-wise with plants?
Primarily Chinese tallow tree. That's one that it grows everywhere. You can see it anywhere. Our right-of-ways, up and down the highways, people's yards. That one it produces a ton of seed. It's spread by wildlife, birds eat it. So I hate to say that that one's kind of here and we're just going to have to deal with it, but it's just kind of here and we're going to have to deal with it.
What's the Chinese privet?
Chinese privet's been here for a long time. It's another it'll exist in the understory and shade for a long time. So it's also a prolific seed producer. That one stays in the understory. So the biggest problem with it'll just prevent regeneration of our native plants and trees.
The Japanese climbing fern. It sounds kind of cool, but what does it do?
Yeah, it's nasty. It's exactly what it says. It climbs. It grows vertically in the forest. It is extremely difficult to get rid of. We've got it on all of our refuges. Another ornamental, and it's a spore producer. So it, I think their recommendation is don't clear any bare mineral soil within a half a mile of any established colonies of Japanese climbing fern.
Wow.
Yeah, so not possible, but just another one to keep their eyes out for.
Okay, and the China berry, is that those little black berries?
A little black or yellow. Yeah. Used to throw them at each other.
Yeah, what are those things?
Yeah, China berry is another interesting one. It's been here a while. It'll actually suppress growth of other vegetation. It's got, forgive me for not remembering the terminology, but it'll actually prevent the growth of native trees.
All right, so if I run across these invasive species, what's my best course of action? What should I do?
First, you could come out to the refuge on Saturday at 10 o'clock, and I'll be showing some pictures, and we'll be walking and talking about the invasive species. You can go to invasive.org, is a great website, or you can call me out at the refuge. I'll be glad to visit with anybody about invasive species.
That's Chris Foster, the North Louisiana Refuge Complex forester. And Chris will be doing the invasive species talk 10 to 2 at the Black Bayou Lake Wildlife National Wildlife Refuge on Saturday, March the 3rd. You can find out more at their Twitter and Facebook at Black Bayou Lake NWR. You've been listening to Lanyap. To find out more, visit our website at kedm.org.